This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. We'll be right back. It's a product, unfortunately, of our generation that, due to our age and where it was that we arrived on the rock and roll timeline, that we are now responsible for burying our musical heroes. Starting in 1959 with the deaths of the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Ritchie Valens, we've been eulogizing the voices of this genre ever since. And now that the classic rock generation is getting older, the likelihood of a rock and roll obituary is getting more likely. Although we said goodbye to many, and especially in the last couple of years, the demise of two have personally hit me the hardest, they being John Lennon and Brad Delp. No one can question the inclusion of John, but Brad? Brad Delp was the lead singer to the rock band Boston, and since 1976 and their debut LP, had become a voice of my generation of rock and roll, a voice that, for myself and countless others, has been sorely missed. This last Thursday, March 9th, marked the 10th anniversary of his death, so as a not anywhere close to a fitting tribute, the Vinyl Garage presents The Voice, Mr. Bradley Edward Delp.
Something I planned. Nothing.
The autobiographical Rockin' Away was a collaboration of Delp and Barry Goudreau that was released posthumously in 2007. And we started with the Delp-penned Cool the Engines from 1986's Third Stage. You can't tell the story of Brad Delp without telling the story of Boston. And here's the Cliff Notes version of the early times. 1969, Tom Scholz joined the band Freehold, where he met guitarist Barry Goudreau. Brad would soon follow in 1970. Scholz, upon graduating MIT, continued to write and record while working at Polaroid, eventually finishing a 6-cut demo tape featuring all the aforementioned who, calling themselves Mother's Milk, tried to find an interested record label. From that demo, here's Life Isn't Easy, soon to be re-recorded and retitled as Something About You from their debut LP. And as you listen, notice the not-so-subtle differences. First single from the debut that pretty much set the world on fire, More Than a Feeling. I'm taking a bit of artistic license here, combining the Delp isolated vocal track with the release version to highlight his vocal abilities. My apologies to Tom Scholz, who would probably cringe.
I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day, then lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away. It's more than a feeling. And I begin dreaming till I see my eyes. see my Mary Ann walking
Brad's vocals will be heard for the last time on a Boston LP on 2013's Life, Love, and Hope. On the eerie in retrospect, Sail Away.
Sometimes I see the faces so real to me. Can you see anything you recall? Helicopters on my TV. Can you feel anything after all? And everyone is telling me this is just the way it's meant to be. Can't go anywhere, and everyone.
life outside of Boston many times included some of that band's alums, mostly Barry Goudreau. From Barry's 1980 self-titled LP, Dreams, the single almost cracking the top 100. Rumor had Tom Scholz being very upset with how Boston the song sounded.
Life in a land of luxury, living out all your fantasies. I've been down since you went away. It wasn't love, but it felt okay.
Contribution to Goudreau's next project, Orion the Hunter, consisted mainly of backing vocals, giving lead duty, coincidentally, to future Boston vocalist Fran Cosmo. But their next project, RTZ, or Return to Zero, had Brad back on lead. I mentioned earlier how eerie some of the lyrics sound now in retrospect, and the songs Until Your Love Comes Around from the first self-titled LP, and from the follow-up Lost, Turn This Love Around, are examples. Well, I guess this is where, unless you already know, that I mentioned that Brad committed suicide. He was found with a note paperclipped to his t-shirt saying, "Mr. Brad Delp, I am a lonely soul."
Sleep.
dreamed that we were still together. But now I'm back out on the street. I've been running so hard, trying to find a place where my baby might be staying. I just gotta see her face. I know there's lots of lonely people crying all around the world, and this is just another story about a boy who lost his girl. Well, I'm not expecting changes to happen overnight, but maybe if you're listening, won't you come home and make it right until your love, until your love comes back around, until your love comes back around. I can't get my feet back on. Be living in the rain. I've been running so hard, trying to find a place where my baby might be staying. I just gotta see your face until your love, until your love comes back around, until your love comes back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Where else would you hear stuff like this?
We're headed down a little known road for the one that would take us to our dream. Which way to turn is not an easy thing to learn, and the road wasn't always what it seemed. But every day there's a little more light that gives us hope through the middle of the night. This road is ours to the end. Love before you leave. Let's take tomorrow and turn this lemon line.
Lent his voice to the soundtrack to the film Best Revenge from 1984. The song Playing for Keeps was written by Keith Emerson, who also penned the rest of the soundtrack and, sadly, also died at his own hand.
It's a way to a promise.
Post-RTZ was pretty much just RTZ with a new name, since most of the principals returned. That new name? Delp and Goudreau, releasing one self-titled LP in 2003. A very solid album getting little to no airplay. Its lead-off track, What You Leave Behind, is yet another eerie in-hindsight cut, making you wonder if Brad subconsciously knew the outcome. Followed by The Rhythm Won't Stop. The album was recorded exclusively in Goudreau's home studio.
It's a constant revelation, ever changing over time. As we chart our destination, take our places on the line. Were we put here for a reason? Part of someone's grand design. But does the answer come from living? Taking one step at a time. In a world of give and take, along the way sometimes we stumble, but we learn from our mistakes. Always looking for an answer, find a reason in the rhyme. There's a million burning questions, for the sign. And some call on intuition, some call on the divine. In the end it doesn't matter, it's what you leave, it's what you leave behind.
Some people come to rock and roll here tonight.
I've just got to go. Yeah, the rhythm won't stop till I reach the end. Yeah, the rhythm won't stop, it keeps calling. Yeah, the rhythm
one I chose. There's a new face round every bend, and the songs I play become my best friend.
And the rhythm won't stop
till I reach the end.
And the rhythm won't stop,
it keeps calling.
And the rhythm won't stop
everywhere I go.
And the rhythm won't stop,
music is in my soul. And the rhythm goes on, yeah. All you folks are sounding sweet out there tonight. All right, now I want you to give it up for my man on lead guitar. Everywhere I go,
the rhythm won't stop.
Music is in my soul.
The rhythm won't stop
till I reach the end.
And the rhythm won't stop,
keeps calling.
And the rhythm won't stop.
Everywhere I go,
the rhythm won't stop.
Music is in my soul.
Shortly after his death, family and friends established the Brad Delp Foundation, a charitable entity. Reading from their website, to honor our father's memory, the foundation will give grants to in-need school systems, programs, and individuals that provide music education. And as a fundraising tool, the foundation released 45, Sunday in the Dark, Back with Tuesday. Featuring Brad and friend co-Beetlejuice member, Beetlejuice was Brad's Beatle tribute band, Steve Baker. Then we'll be closing out the show with a tribute written and performed by the reunited RTZ, Set the Songbird Free. And before we go, if you're interested in contributing to the foundation, a link to their website is on the Vinyl Garage Facebook page.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
What can I take from all of this? You left without your goodbye kiss. What am I supposed to think and feel? Is this a dream? Is this for real? Yeah, I know that it's time to be strong and not think about what went wrong. It'll do me no good to wonder why. Plenty of time for us to sit together and cry, yeah. Set the songbird free. His song belongs to no one. Set the songbird free. His heart for. Set the songbird free. Some days I almost feel okay, like somehow it was meant to be this way. When I fall into that darker place, it's his song that gives the world a brighter face. Cause you know he brings the sunshine when it sings, like the highest steeple when the bells ring, and the sweet soaring sound in all its glory. It's sublime and oh so special meaning to the story. A song so true. If he hadn't told me I was a songbird too. Set the songbird free.
Here is the old next thing. Our rhythm is the best we all send. All right, since you've been out, sir, I'll be on the sheet or something.